Three Brothers by Peter Ackroyd. Read by Daniel Wayman. Chapter 1. Cheese and Pickle. In the London borough of Camden, in the middle of the last century, there lived three brothers. They were three young boys with a year's difference of age between each of them. They were united, however, in one extraordinary way. They had been born at the same time, on the same day, of the same month. To be precise, midday, on the 8th of May. The chance was remote and even implausible, yet it was so. The local newspaper recorded the coincidence after the birth of the third son, and the Hanway boys became the object of speculation. Were they in some sense marked out? Was there some invisible communion between them, apart from their natural affinity? The interest soon subsided, of course, in a neighbourhood where the daily struggles of existence were still evident 4 or 5 years after the war. In any case, there were other differences between the boys, differences of temperament, differences of affection, that soon became manifest. These diversities, however, were still mild and pliable. They had not yet become the source of great disagreement or hostile division. The three boys were young enough and near enough in age to enjoy the same pastimes. On the pavement outside their small house in Crystal Street, they chalked the squares of hopscotch. They played marbles in the gutter with fierce concentration. They hardened the seeds of the horse chestnut with pickle juice and brine so that they could compete with conkers. They raced each other on the common at the edge of the council estate in which they lived. They explored the deserted tracts of land beside an old railway line and trod cautiously among the debris of an abandoned bomb shelter. On the common, too, they played the old game run.